And I love when we get examples of athletes that have been directly impacted by Arthrex. So we now have two members of the Clemson women's soccer team, veterans, who are what I'm going to call, they are on a media junket right now. Is that what they call it? Like when you're doing press for a movie?
Let's go with that. Yeah, that sounds good.
They're doing a junket. I'm pretty sure that's right.
Never heard that word in my life, but yes.
Hey, man. You got to watch some entertainment tonight, man. It's helpful. Renee Lyles and Lane St. George, thank you guys for being here. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. We're excited to be here.
Yeah, we're so excited. Thank you.
This is great for me. You know, I did Rick Bagby and I did a media training with women's soccer back in the fall, and I thought, this is not going to matter. Like, they're just in one ear and out the other, and now we get to see. Well, like, what did they learn many months ago?
Yeah, it's like a verbal test here to see how they did.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. So you guys are friends, right?
Yep.
I'm gonna get that out of the way before we start. Yeah, you guys are friends. You're, you know, kind of
roommates, teammates, the whole nine yards.
Just checking all the boxes. Things finishing up well. You guys are just about done, at least with this year. I know one of you's done, and one of you's continuing on. So
yeah,
but everything's finishing up well.
Yeah, everything's finishing good. It hasn't been too busy. It's been kind of just soccer semester for me, light schoolwork. So
that's great. I love senior year, man.
Oh,
senior
year's
great. So let's talk about why you guys are both here. So let's go, Renee, I'll start with you. Back in July, you had an injury requiring surgery. And walk us through, what was that process like, and how did Arthrex impact you?
Yeah, so it was a crazy time for me because I was so ready to get back to Clemson for, like, summer training starting my last year. So it was kind of like a whirlwind of emotions because whenever I learned I would need surgery but I met with Dr. Martin. He put all my worries to ease and kind of just, like, really helped me through the process, explaining everything. He said that the MCL, you know, is, like, a super crucial part of the knee, especially for soccer players. So I would require surgery. And, yeah, so he did an MCL repair with Arthrex's knee fiber tack anchors, and they use the Arthrex internal brace in my knee. So now it's feeling much stronger, and, yeah, I'm grateful for the process overall.
We should note Clemson women's soccer missed both of them this season. I want to make sure people know that. Like, while they were rehabbing, we were like,
when could their rehab was so much faster because of Arthrex.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So let me ask this: like, going into surgery, there's nerves, whatever, and you know you're dealing with some of the best tools in the industry. Did that calm your fears and anxieties and things around just having an injury and going through surgery?
Yeah, I think it did. Like, having the conversations with my teammates and obviously Dr. Martin, Greg, our trainer, kind of, like, eased all those worries. But it definitely was, like, a scary thought just because I wanted to get back on the field as soon as possible. But, yeah, Dr. Martin told me that overall, like, my knee would be stronger and my MCL would be stronger than it ever was. So that gave me a good sense of comfort there.
So, and you want to play pro soccer. Like, you're going to go through your senior year next year is a plan. Mm-hmm. And then you want to play pro soccer. Did you have any doubts about, oh, man, my knee, I don't know if I'm going to be able to come back and pursue that? Like, were there moments where you wondered about that?
I think at first I was just kind of like, what is this going to mean for my last year of college soccer? And would I make it back, you know, to have a good season to get to where I want to go ultimately? But I never had any worries about, like, will I make it happen? Like, I knew I'd get back on the field as soon as possible. But, yeah, like, the surgery, I mean, I kind of knew pretty quickly afterwards that I'd be back on the field soon.
So, very cool.
Yeah.
We're excited to get you back on
Thank
the field.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Lane. You're from Seattle.
Yes,
so
sir.
Long way from home. That's great.
Far.
Yeah. But you've enjoyed your time at Clemson.
I've loved it. Lots sunnier here, so I'll take it.
You know. There was a show, The Killing. It was set in Washington. Like, I watched it like 12 years ago. It's pretty good. And every single episode is raining. And it literally, like, I think of Seattle as like London. I'm not going to lie. Like, it rains every day. Let's talk about you because you also had a knee injury. This was back in February. So, Renee, you were like right at the doorstep of the season. But yours back in February. So walk us through your process of diagnosis, surgery, and sort of the rehab part.
Yeah, so I first started having knee pain. Mine wasn't one moment like Renee's. It was more of a lingering thing for a while. So going into the 2023 season, my junior year, I started feeling some knee pain, which I hadn't really had before. And no one really knew why. I had gone to the doctor multiple times and tried to do a lot of things to handle what they thought the problem was, but nothing really seemed to be a long-term solution. We go home for break. I'm working really hard to get strong. But when I come back, Dr. Martin, again, same doctor as Renee, took another look at my knee and kind of realized that the problem, I had cartilage problems, but the problem stemmed from my knee maltracking. And so what that means is that my kneecap wasn't going in one straight line how it's supposed to, which caused a lot of cartilage damage under my kneecap and on the sides. And so he described it as fixing it like horse reins. Like, we gotta use the horse reins, get the kneecap back in place, get in control. And that's when he decided that I needed a medial patellofemoral ligament or MPFL reconstruction, also with Arthrex's knee FiberTech anchors. So I had that surgery in February and went through the rehab process, and then I was back a couple weeks into the season this
Yeah,
past year.
that's right. And did you feel strong? You felt pretty good?
Yeah, I feel like I was in pain for a really long time before I found the solution. And ever since then, I've felt so much stronger. And I'm like, even right now, after I haven't been playing as much, I'm just doing things that I never thought I'd be able to do again since I was in so much pain.
So you're finishing up your career and you're going on to law school, is that right?
That's the dream. Yeah, that's the dream.
There you
Studying for the
go.
LSAT right now, so.
Well, you're a double major. So I feel like if you just got one major, you might like be sweating law school, but do they know you're double major, like you have like a bunch of degrees leaving here?
I'm gonna make them like very aware that that's how many degrees I got.
That's awesome. So let me ask both of you guys, Renee, I'll come back to you. What does it mean to be an Arthrex athlete to you?
Oh man, I think it means a lot. It means a lot to be in this place where I have like this opportunity to get access to such amazing technology and people and doctors and trainers. Like, I'm so grateful every day that I have this platform to kind of help educate people, on Arthrex and all they do, and also just be in such a great place to recover and get my strength back and keep working for this coming up season. So.
Lane, same question. What is it like for you to be an Arthrex athlete?
I think to me, being an Arthrex athlete, similar to Renee, it's just injuries are hard. But if I can show the next person who gets hurt, because inevitably that happens, that you don't have to be out for a year, you don't have to go through these horribly long processes to get back, but that there's technology out there, there's Arthrex technology out there that can help you to be do back doing what you love, it's possible, and I just want people to know that.
That's awesome. I'm so glad you guys are successful and you've got your success stories, and I've enjoyed watching you guys play at Clemson and call your games, and Renee, looking forward to more of that.
Thank you. Yeah, I can't wait for the season. I'm so pumped. I'm
Um,
so excited to watch.
what so let me ask one more question, because I'm curious. When you go through this kind of surgery, you're like out, you're doing rehab, whatever. How do you stay in contact with your teams when you're rehab? Like, you're feeling better, right? I mean, your teammates know you're in a bad spot. Now you're feeling better. What is that like to try to lead as an older player while you're going through a rehab process the way that you guys were?
It's, I think sometimes it can be challenging to like feel like you're still, you're in it, you're with the team, even though you're kind of like doing your work on the side, maybe you're going to PT at different times when you usually would be with your teammates. But yeah, I mean, we have a lot of players on the team who have gone through injuries and like have still shown up every day with that leadership, and like we'll pull people aside, in drills and tell them things they're noticing, just like observing the practice. So it kind of is like a special role you get to be in at the same time to be there for your teammates.
I know I had a couple of times I'm sitting on the bench, particularly in the spring games last year, Coach Eddie comes over to me with a clipboard and
Coach Bank.
he gives me an assignment. It could have been anything. I could have been doing it by myself with someone else who was injured, but we were where were passes successful? Where did we take shots? And sometimes even at halftime I got a little segment of my own to tell everyone
Yeah,
what I saw.
he'd be
So
like, he'd be like,
I
Coach
had fun
Bank,
with
take it
that
away. And she'd show us the passing percentages that she calculated.
So if maybe not law school, maybe you learn what it was like to coach.
Yeah.
So, you got your feet wet there. Who needs to be a GA when you can, Eddie just throws you a clipboard, right?
Exactly. I'm thinking that can be the part-time position.
I love it. Renee, thank you very much. Lane,
Yeah.
thank you very much. You
Thank you,
guys are
guys.
awesome,
Thank you
and
so much.
can't wait to see what you guys do in the future.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
you.
You guys are awesome. Thanks for having
Yes,
us.
this is so fun. Thank you.
Awesome. I love that.
Good stuff, man. It.
All right, final segment. We're going to talk a little more NFL draft. We'll wrap things up from Arthrex when we return.
As a husband and now a new father, one of the things I appreciate about Ingles is the great selection of items I can find at any of their upstate locations.